Schumer revealed that there are currently just 7 specialists overseeing audits for the Federal Railroad Administration, less than 1% of the 70,000 to 100,000 privately owned train bridges nationwide are audited in any given year. It would take 100 years at that rate to audit all of the bridges. Oil trains pass over many of these spans, and Schumer, speaking on a conference call with reporters Thursday, is concerned about their structural soundness.
What does that mean for New York? It means that there's just one inspector assigned to over 3,000 train bridges across New York State. And guess what? That inspector is not only responsible for the 3,000 bridges in New York State, but bridges in 13 other states.
Many of the bridges are owned by companies like CSX, Norfolk Southern, and Canadian Pacific, and are used to carry freight, including the transport of hazardous material and crude oil.
In upstate New York, there are 2,158 rail bridges that could be at risk if they're not inspected or audited. 281 in the Capital Region, 261 in Central New York, 487 in Western New York, 232 in the Rochester Finger Lakes area, 446 in the Southern Tier, 307 in the Hudson Valley, and 144 in the North Country.
The funding level for the Rail Bridge Safety Specialist Program is currently just over $1 million a year. The New York Democrat announced his push to increase the program's budget to hire more inspectors, arguing that doubling the federal allocation would enable FRA to add at least 7 more inspectors and help cut down on the heavy caseload. Up in the North Country, where more than 30 trains a week, each hauling about 300,000 gallons or more of crude oil, pass through Clinton County, the Plattsburgh Town Council has passed 3 resolutions in support of increased regulation of oil transportation by railroad tank car. The first calls for federal support to address crude oil transport in New York. The second urges the state to continue its efforts to safeguard residents from the potential dangers. And the third urges the railroads and oil producers to take further actions to protect the public. Freshman Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik shares Senator Schumer's concern about oil trains, including his mantra to build stronger cars, but she believes in other ways to reduce the reliance on oil trains to move Bakken crude.
When we're talking about transport of energy, this is another reason why supporting the Keystone Pipeline was such a significant vote. And it's not only a jobs creator, but it actually is more environmentally friendly, environmentally sound than these high-speed oil trains going right through this district, right along our beautiful lakes and in our small communities.
This week, the Green Party's Jill Stein was in Albany observing oil trains, part of an exploratory tour testing the waters for a possible run for president.
These trains need to be banned, and this fuel should not be transported. And above all, it should not be transported in massive amounts through dense population centers.
Stein didn't offer an alternative to oil by rail. In 2012, Stein was arrested after she brought supplies to activist tree sitters attempting to block construction of the Keystone XL pipeline in Texas. A copy of Senator Schumer's letter to the Federal Railroad Administration appears on WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.